Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Peter King of NBC Sports says that the Texans are hesitant to reach a long-term deal with J.D. Clowney because he isn't a, quote, worker bee. Clint, what do you know about worker bees?
Well, I know that when it comes contract time and re-up time, that worker bee, being labeled a worker bee, is typically a positive thing. And when it comes to, which I can't relate to, a huge contract like Clowney, whether he gets franchise tagged or he gets the big contract, I can't relate to that kind of money. But I got to believe it's very similar to something I can relate to, which is we got two guys here. We got two quarterbacks here. We're going to cut one of them. We're going to keep one of them. And if one of them's considered a worker bee, if one of them shows up every day with his lunch pail, kind of stays behind the scenes and knows his role, takes care of his business, then he's going to be the one they keep. I got to believe when you're talking about franchise guys, when you're talking about $100 million contracts and you're trying to decide whether to do that or not, I got to believe that the guy that shows up every day and takes the team to the next level, takes his position meetings and his position players to a different level, I got to believe that's a good thing. And apparently, Jadeveon Clowney is not that guy.
Could I interest you in the literal term of a worker bee?
Sure.
A worker bee is any female bee that lacks the full reproductive capacity of the colony's queen bee. Under most circumstances, this is correlated to an increase in certain non-reproductive activities relative to a queen as well.
I would have chosen a different phrase. I mean, because when you put it that way, it's extremely disrespectful to Jadeveon Clowney.
I think it might be disrespectful to the worker bees, even the guys you consider worker bees.
Well, I mean, I think, but at this point in time in Houston, Texas, with the Texans, we're making Jadeveon Clowney out to be or not to be a worker bee. And in that case, I would probably find that a little bit disrespectful.
It is the day before the franchise tag, so leaks are going to happen. Who knows where these are coming from? Are they coming from Bill O'Brien or are they coming from Brian Gain? I decided to go back in the audio vault and look at what Brian Gain has said about J.D. Clowney in the past, just so we can see what the Texans GM really thinks about Clowney. This was when he first took the job a little over a year ago. This is Brian Gain on why he likes J.D. Clowney as a player.
The height, weight, speed, the production, the performance, pass rush ability. Guy's a disruptive player, plays the run well. So we're doing our best to fortify our nucleus of players, and we'd like him to be a part of that.
You heard him talk about the ability. You heard him talk about the run stopping. Didn't hear anything about the work ethic there, Clint.
Yeah, and you didn't hear anything about anything, period, off the field, which is fine. I mean, that's not again, if we were talking about a guy that hard work and work ethic was not in question since he was a sophomore in college, then I don't think it would be that big of a deal. But when you talk about a guy, we heard the Spurrier comments earlier, and you've heard the worker bee or the lack thereof of that mentality over and over and over again. If that wasn't the case, then I wouldn't look any deeper into it. But all those things being considered, you got to at the very least think that the new GM, the newer GM of the Texans, has not had time to decide whether he wants to go into the work ethic and the off-the-field type stuff with Jadeveon Clowney. And again, to me, when you're talking about a franchise tag, when you're talking about $100 million, to me, that's a box that's not checked. It should be a concern.
This is my whole thing, is I don't understand what has changed from now to over a year ago. Because when Brian Gain first took the job, he was extremely open about wanting to sign J.D. Clowney to a long-term deal. This is the Texans GM when he first took the job. The simple question was asked to him, are you trying to get a deal done with J.D. Clowney? This is what Brian Gain had to say.
Yes, these things take time. You know, it's a work in progress. Amicable. They're developing, so it just takes a little time with contracts of such. So
Over a year ago, he was openly saying yes, and now all of a sudden there are reports that there's some sort of hesitation. That makes me think, Clint, that last offseason, when there was all that drama, there was all that uncertainty with J.D. Clowney, and all of a sudden he came to minicamp, and he wasn't participating in minicamps. He came to training camp. Some days he would be on the field doing drills, then he would disappear, then he would come back, then he wouldn't. That makes me think that maybe something that's happened in the last year and not over the course of Clowney's career is what has made this quote-unquote worker bee talk reemerge that we hadn't heard since 5 years ago when Steve Spurrier threw it out there.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. And at that point in time, when that audio you just played, how long had Brian Gaine been on the job?
About 2 weeks.
So at that point in time.
But he had been with the organization before.
Well, but here, nonetheless, I believe that at that point in time, had he given any other answer other than yes, those things take time, I believe he would have been leaning heavily on a reputation of a player that was secondhand, like all of us at this point in time. Whereas now, he's a guy that's got a year's experience, hands-on training. His own personal eyes have been on this player for a season. Now he's got a more realistic outlook. And quite frankly, I just think in today's world, in today's game, it is very, very risky for a coach, a quarterback, a GM to go out there and put something on record, put an opinion on record before you've personally had the chance to watch this guy practice.
But why would
he
say yes, though? Why would he say yes? If that's the case, well, why wouldn't he say, you know, we keep these decisions behind closed doors? Obviously, we like Clowney, and we're going to evaluate that. He was openly saying yes. That's the thing. I get what you're saying, but if he just, Figgy, play that one more time, because this was the question John McClain asked him straight up. Is signing Clowney to a long-term deal a priority? No hesitation. He wasn't beating around the bush. It was very clear what he had to say.
That's something that we're currently evaluating right now about the feasibility of that. It's certainly something we have interest in.
Currently evaluating, something we got interest in.
But earlier he said yes. Go back to the first cut, right? Figgy. Yeah, go back to the cut too. Because later, that was 2 weeks out. That was during the mini camp. That one
gotcha.
Right there.
Yeah.
But this is immediately when he took the job. No hesitation. Brian Gaine, are you looking into signing J.D. Clowney to a long term deal?
Yes. These things take time. You know, it's a work in progress. Amicable. They're developing, so it just takes a little time with contracts and such. So.
Did something recently happen, Clint? Was last year even weirder than we thought?
No, here's the deal. If the cut you accidentally played before that was 2 weeks later, it didn't take him but 2 weeks to kind of start backtracking a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He all 2 weeks later, he was back. I don't know, man. I mean, I look
it
at it
might
like
have been minicamp, but the point is, down the line, he was more hesitant than he was immediately.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, though, Landry. Look, if you take this, if you took this head coaching job here, if I got drafted or signed, as a highly paid quarterback, expected to come in here and be the leader of this football team, and I'm in a press conference, and John McClain stands up and says, Clint, what do you think about Hop? Hey, he's the best in the league. I'm ready to play. I want him right now. We're going to work this afternoon. Hey, well, what do you think about Brian Gaine? Best GM out there. No doubt about it. He's the best decision maker out there. What do you think about J.J. Watt? You know, anything that I would have been asked on day one about a player or a coach or a GM, I would have been singing his praises. Now, a month into this thing, if Hop, which he's not, he's obviously a great player and a great teammate. If Hop and I weren't seeing eye to eye and Hop didn't want to work and Hop didn't want to do the things that it took for us to be successful and us to win football games, if you'd asked me about him 2 weeks later, I would have sang. Now, I wouldn't have been negative, but I would have sang a little different song. I had a little different song and dance than I did day one. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And
so
I
got to believe that that's what Brian Gaine's doing here.
If all implications are true and the Texans are just going to franchise tag J.D. Clowney, hope that he plays under it this year and then evaluate it later in the situation, I'll just go on record right now saying I think that's the right decision. I think that's 100% the right decision. That's what I would do. I think that's what Clint Sterner would do as well. But it's just weird how open and open Brian Gaine was that he wanted to get this done when he first took the job, and then that changed a little bit down the line. It's just it's strange to me. And last offseason was weird when it was going on because we didn't even know that Clowney was hurt. Minicamps happened, and all of a sudden he's sitting out. maybe things were even weirder than we thought. But for the record, I think Brian Gain's making the right decision. And if we're just going to evaluate Brian Gain, and it's a small window to evaluate Clint, he's made a couple mistakes. I think Aaron Colvin, they missed on him. Maybe they can turn him into a slot corner again and maybe just kind of cut their losses and try to maximize what they got. But if we're just looking at him dealing with his own guys and giving them contract extensions, he awarded one guy a contract extension last year of note, and that was Bernardrick McKinney. And Bernardrick McKinney had the best year of his career, and he was a Pro Bowler. So at the very least, when we've seen Brian Gain in a short time make these kind of decisions and evaluating the guys that he has in the building, talking with Bill O'Brien and all them, he's earned the benefit of the doubt that he can handle it the right way.
Agree 100%. And now this, obviously this Jadeveon Clowney decision and how it's handled this year, and if he's franchised possibly next year, whether he gets a long-term deal or not, that's going to be the biggest decision that he's made to that point. Whether that point is tomorrow or that point is next year, that's going to be the biggest decision. But yeah, I mean, to this point, the guy's killed it. I think he's done a hell of a job. I mean, if you're a Houston Texans fan and you're not happy with the product that's on the field, the product that you're buying a ticket to go see, or that you're sitting down in front of your TV every Sunday afternoon and watching, if you're not, I mean, I get it. You want to win more games. You want to win a World Series. You want to make runs. I get it. But the product itself is a very entertaining product, and you can have a conversation about a deep playoff run right now, and every team in the league cannot do that. And it's been a while for the Texans since they've been able to realistically have that conversation about the next season. And I think you can do that with the Texans. So he's done a hell of a job in a short, obviously, again, very small window that we've had to evaluate or had to experience with him. But to this point, he's done a hell of a job. And I think everybody has a ton of confidence in what he's doing.
Did Clint Sterner just call the Super Bowl the World Series? Did that just happen?
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
It happens in Houston, baby.
It happens. I love it.
In Houston.
Hey, that's the only thing that we have to talk about when it comes to championships. Coming up next, Tales with Baytown Twang. I'm excited about this. Tales with Baytown Twang. A lot of people have unique paths to the NFL. The man across from me, Clint Sterner, has the most unique path ever, and he tells it in a very entertaining way. We're going to hear that next. You're in the loop with Landry and Clint Sterner in for John Lopez on President's Day on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.